Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely Tuesday, and looking like a relatively good Tuesday evening. It's going to be a little bit chillier the next couple of days, nothing outrageous, but still less than what it is. You'll deal with it, I'm sure. We'll all be dealing with it. Tonight at 6 o'clock, there's going to be a virtual debate, if you will, between my friend John Reed, our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and an AI version of Ghazala Hashmi, the state senator who is the Democrats' nominee for lieutenant governor, who fundamentally is missing. It's like looking for Carmen Sandiego at this point. No idea where in the world she might be. So this evening, the only debate between John Reed and Hashmi will take place. John will be there live and in person. And Hashmi, well, they're going to be using AI to take all of her past public statements and present them as if they were in a debate. So it'll be interesting. It'll be on John's website, I know, johnreed4virginia.com. They're big issues. And we try and focus on them, right, as we're 2 weeks away from Election Day. I've spoken a lot about this idea that I think the technology for electric vehicles is really, really cool, but I don't want to own one. And I don't feel that I should be forced to own one. I'm concerned about energy. And are we producing enough? And are we going to have problems if we've got all of these new data centers coming in? I'll tell you that Glenn Davis has been all over this for a long time now. He's the director at our Department of Energy for Governor Youngkin for the Commonwealth. And I'm just very happy he's making some time for us. Glenn, thank you for being here.
Appreciate you having me, Jeff.
It's good to hear your voice. Let's talk a little bit about, well, really what's at stake here. I've watched the great accomplishments of Governor Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Sears for the last 4 years. Tell me about how it's played out in that whole energy space.
Well, you know, when Governor Youngkin came in 2021, he realized that the estimates back from, when he came in 22, when the estimates that he had looked at in 2020 were going to be wrong. You know, when the Virginia Clean Economy Act was passed in 2020, it was expected that growth in energy demand would be 1-2% year over year, no economic growth. We had more people leaving the state than coming to the state. Governor Youngkin made us the best state in the nation for business, over $140 billion of new CapEx investment. We now have more people coming to the state than leaving for the first time in over a decade. And the power demand is at 6.5% year-over-year growth. It's higher than any other state in the nation. And a lot of that is because the economic growth that we're seeing, data centers, advanced manufacturing, indoor agriculture. So what's at stake is the ability for us to continue this economic growth trajectory we're on and the job growth we're on that Governor Youngkin created.
look, I love what the governor has done these last almost 4 years when he said that Virginia needed to be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. He meant it, and he's really delivered on that, hasn't he?
He has, 100%. You know what, I will tell you, he is very metric-driven in every agency, and, you know, when we have our meetings, it's very much, okay, you know, what are you going to do? It's all quantifiable. Did we do it? Here's what we expect. And he's driven those numbers, whether it's investment in the economy, growth in energy, and, you know, education. Everything is quantifiable, and he's driven it significantly.
So what happens with this energy space then, Glenn, if we don't have the resources that Governor Youngkin is putting into place? I mean, I look at some of the plans coming from Abigail Spanberger and the rest of her team. It just seems like they want to undo all of this and tie us like 110% to California.
Yeah. No, Jeff, I mean, to understand how we got to where we are in 2020, the Democrats looked at California and basically their attack on fossil fuels said, hold my beer. And they wrote the Virginia Clean Economy Act during the session of 2020, which basically mandates that we come off all fossil fuel power production by 2045 in Dominion area, 2045, 2050 in the western part of the state. Understand that 55% of all of our power in the state of Virginia today is natural gas. There's no way we're replacing that, much less growing new stuff. And that would be detrimental to the Commonwealth, to the ability to keep our lights on, but more importantly, keep the lights on, keep our parents and our grandparents' AC on during the hottest of hot days or the, you know, the heat during the coldest of cold days, situations that honestly cost lives in Texas because they had that power situation out there with that winter storm. So there's a lot at stake. If make sure we don't go and continue to suck on fossil fuels, but if we don't walk back the Virginia Clean Economy Act, we're going to have problems in 7 years. And it's not just us saying that. That's PJM, our regional transmission organization, which is oversees the grid for 13. Yeah, they're saying that these states are in trouble unless we get ourselves in gear.
So all of this progress, if we want to be brutally honest about it, Glenn, all of this progress really would have been for naught if it's, you know, ignored or we go this California way.
Jeff, 100%. And I'll tell you, it's already impacting us. You know, some Democrats say, well, we can just wait. Right? And, you know, if we don't have it figured out by 2040, we'll fix it then. And what they don't understand is businesses come to states on like a, you know, basically they don't come on a 5-year business plan. They come on a 30-year business plan, right? So why are they going to come to Virginia when we're playing Russian roulette with our energy grid, as opposed to going to another state that they're not saying we're going to eliminate 55% of our power supply on this particular date certain? And so that's the problem is, you know, we're trying to attract companies telling them that we're about to turn off 55% of our power in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
It's insane. It is insane. Glenn Davis is joining us. Glenn is the director of our Virginia Department of Energy. It's looking at the challenges as we move into the next few years. When we are pitching business, Glenn, and again, that's a huge part of this, and these businesses have the long-term view. They want to be here for the long term. We just saw Governor Youngkin earlier today down in Chesterfield with, I think it was $20, $25 million, a company that said, hey, we can't do business in California anymore, so we're coming here to Virginia. You know, on some level, they also have, I hate to say it, but they have a backup plan if the Democrats get control, where they're going to say, well, we haven't put the first shovel in yet. Now we're going to Tennessee.
Yeah, no, it throws a lot of the progress that Governor Youngkin has made is going to put into jeopardy. You know, I believe some businesses have come here believing that Virginia is not going to let us take the thing downhill. Yeah. But we've also lost some opportunities because of the, you know, they just can't take that risk because of that law. I mean, and let's understand, Jeff, when the most important bill that Virginia put legislation that Virginia put in place in the last probably 8 to 10 years, which is the Virginia Clean Economy Act, there was no modeling around it. There was no, kind of looking out there and making sure unintended consequences. This is a large bill that was written during a 60-day session, changed a number of times during a 60-day session, passed inside of a 60-day session with over 2,000 other bills. I mean, there was no time taken to do significant or any due diligence on this bill, and it has detrimental consequences if we don't walk it back next year.
Wow. All right. Well, here's hoping that things go the right way, Glenn. I mean, the message is clear, and the folks on the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares, that tagline, if you will, of let's keep a good thing going, boy, it's spot on. That's that we're in a really good place now, thanks to Governor Youngkin, and it just pains me to think that anybody can imagine, let's turn the clock back to that disastrous bill from that 60-day session. That's just insane.
I agree with you. Well, and I can even make it more personable to your listeners, Jeff. So inside the Virginia Clean Economy Act, there was a requirement for utilities, right, including Dominion, to buy what they call renewable energy certificates. Just think of them as digital certificates of electrons, right? It's not really use of power. It's just, it makes people feel good. Digital certificates. Dominion has said over the next 10 years in their IRP, they have to buy $5.5 billion worth of these certificates because of that law. That $5.5 billion, every dollar of which will go on to ratepayers' bills. That cost started last month, September last month. If they go back and look at their bills, it went up because of this. It will go up every September for the next 9 years. And if Republicans had control, that would be gone overnight, literally gone overnight. And it wouldn't impact any electrons whatsoever.
We're all in the wrong business. We ought to be selling these imaginary certificates to somebody. I mean, it sounds like that's...
You are not joking. If we had another half an hour, Jeff, that's a story in of itself. The solar industry is not about selling solar electrons. I mean, literally, we've seen solar go on the grid almost at zero just so they can sell the RECs. That's really where the money is.
That is insane. Well, Glenn, number one, thank you for what you've done during your time over there, the Virginia Department of Energy. Thanks, of course, to Governor Youngkin and the team and for making time for us today with this information. I'd love to get you back in the not-too-distant future. Let's do an even deeper dive into this because people really do need to know what's at stake.
Love to do it, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Glenn Davis. Glenn is the director of the Virginia Department of Energy. Yeah. If you noticed your bills go up last month, that's why. That's why. And I do my best not to lecture too much on the purely political front, but this is purely political at this point. And you realize truthfully what is at stake. It is 6:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
522, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. That's screaming that you hear in the background. is a result of the pain I have inflicted on my friend Jeremy. Jerem, I am so sorry. Now, everybody needs to know, it's all on me. Last week, I went to great pains to point out that I bought Jeremy a, well, I got Jeremy a birthday gift. I bought myself a smartwatch, which would mean that I would know exactly, second to second, where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. And it did work pretty well for those first couple of days, didn't it, Jerm? No, it really did. Come on now. It did. Yes, it did. And you know what I found out today? This is as a result of actual research. The smartwatch that I purchased, which I got really so that Jeremy could enjoy his birthday, it works that much better, Jerm, if in fact you wear it. Honest to God, it didn't say anything about that in the box. Nothing. Now, a lot of what was in the box, I believe, was in Chinese, so I couldn't understand it anyway. But I'm pretty sure there was nothing in there that said you need to wear this for this to actually work effectively. But, yeah, I'm kind of reading on my own and in between the lines, and so there you have it. All right, so, Jerm, I promise tomorrow I will, in fact, wear the smartwatch by popular demand. We do have the replay of Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. He was with us on this program just a little while back, but he had such great important stuff to say. I wanted you to get a chance to hear it. That's going to happen at 5:35. It is 5:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday, and thanks again to the great Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Thanks to everybody who asked if we could reshare that recent conversation. It's just great stuff with the Colonel, and I don't think you can read on killing enough. And for those people getting all worked out, oh my God, yeah, I can't believe you're reading a book about killing people. Why would you want... That's not what it's about. It's an interesting title, but that's not what it's about. It is about those who are, well, as the Colonel said, in the fight. Not everybody's in the fight. Not everybody is a sheepdog for real. Some of us are, and some of us aren't. That's okay. I mean, it's just the way things have sort of played out. A couple of years back, I had that conversation with Heidi. Remember, I know I shared this. I was reading Colonel Grossman. I don't know if it was on killing or another one of his books. And we were talking about some of the stuff because she's never read it. And I don't know that she ever will. But she said, well, what is this sheepdog stuff? And I said, well, you know, some people are sheep and some people are sheepdogs. And you kind of stay in your lane for the most part. Well, what does that mean? You think that I am not a, that I'm just easily led and blah, 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 because I'm a sheep? No. Not that at all. Right? Because I think she, well, I know, she felt it was somehow a knock intelligence-wise. And that's not what it is at all. Not even close. It is about people who are wired to protect others. Some people don't have that wiring, and that's okay. It's all right. But for those of us who do have that wiring, it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we stay in that fight. And those people who have that wiring are found in the ranks of first responders. Police, firefighters, EMTs, military. I would include medical personnel. Nurses and doctors, I think, are in the fight. I think they're frontline. But the truest front line, the most front of the front line, if you will, are those who are out there and might very well not come home at the end of a shift. And so that's what Colonel Grossman talks about a lot. And if you are in the sheepdog category, you need to check out Colonel Grossman's work. If you've been in that sheepdog category for a while, and it's been a while since you checked out his work, please make sure you do that. 804 sent an interesting text on the James River Air text line. He says, Jeff, Jay Jones said only when people feel pain personally do they change on policy. Even that's not true. Just ask Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's group. They're doubling down, thankfully. Absolutely right. Turning Point USA growing exponentially. That's what we're all obligated to do, I think. All right, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., I would urge you to please tune in to my friend Rich Herrera. He'll be hosting Richmond's Morning News. In the afternoon, John Reed will be here. Fantastic stuff. 5:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.